What is up, everybody? You're tuning in to the Riddle Me That podcast with your host, Alex Riddle. On today's episode, we're going to be diving in to the start of the MLB season, which is starting on Thursday. So lots to talk about there. We're going to be talking about the Premier League coming to an end this Sunday. There's like 11 matchups on Sunday, so lots to talk about there. So it should be a pretty good show. Things are looking bright with the sports world for now. So let's get started. Let's go. So the MLB is officially starting back up again on Thursday. We got my Washington Nationals taking on the New York Yankees to start it off. And then we got the Giants and the Dodgers as the second slate. So only two matchups on Thursday, but then every team just gets right into it on Friday. It's going to be awesome. I was checking out the schedules. It's literally every day games all day. I mean, it's a sports fanatics paradise. NBA starts up again next week, and they're going to be doing the same thing. Games all day starting at 12:30. It's going to be awesome. You're going to have MLB, NBA going. And once the NFL starts up again, if they do, oh my gosh, you're going to have NFL, MLB, and NBA all going at the same time. It's almost unheard of. So it's almost like, you know, for all this, you know, time off we've had from the sports world, it's all coming back at us just like that. It's going to be amazing. So yesterday, the White Sox played the Cubs for an exhibition game over at Wrigley Field. It was actually, so me and my roommate, Coughlin, we're like, oh, it's our first game, you know, as a Wrigleyville resident, a little Cubs Sox action. It's so weird, you know, because we were like, I even went outside to see if, like, you know, if I could hear the action being played. You couldn't, you know, with no fans, you can't really hear much. And, you know, with no stadium noise, with like the organ being played. So it's a lot different experience, but it was just amazing to see baseball being back. Yeah, it was an exhibition game, but at the same time, it's like, wow, in 3 days, games are going to start counting again. I mean, we never would have, a month ago, if you're listening to this podcast, you'd be like, well, no way, the MLB is going to play. But somehow they've figured it out, the owners and the players. Things are looking to be going in the right direction. I'm still, you know, it's still early before the predicted second coronavirus wave, which is supposed to happen in the fall. So, you know, it would really be sad now to get all these seasons on the way and then for it to be canceled in a couple months. But, you know, it's one day at a time, not only for sports, but for everyday life. So don't think ahead. Whatever happens, happens. Stay in the moment. Don't take any sports game you have for granted. I think that's something that I learned from having the March Madness tournament being taken away, having most of the MLB season getting taken away, NBA having a funky end of the season. You don't take anything for granted, people. Sports is precious. It's a precious part of life. Going back to this Cubs Sox match yesterday, how about them Sockies? Quote from Mike Jones right there. Sockies. So Kyle Hendricks started off for the Cubs, who's going to be the opening day starter. Their ace threw five solid innings. Lit up a bomb to Adam Engel onto Waveland. That was dope. And then lit up a couple runners before he can take it out of the game. White Sox started Anderson and then turned to Ross Detweiler, who actually pitched, you know, they both pitched pretty solid. I mean, Anderson was throwing some cheese. The Cubs, I thought for sure Baez was taking one to Sheffield or Waveland. But that didn't happen. So Cubs went up early 2-0. And then the Sox bats came alive. You had, after that Adam Engel home run, you had Luis Robert driving one to deep center off the wall. He also had another opposite field single. You had Yasmani Grandal hitting a gapper, scoring a pair. It was great to see these new faces producing early for the White Sox. It was funny, Robert had one at bat, got out routinely. Everyone's like, oh, bust, man. Next two play appearances, knocks. He's going to be a stud. He looks awesome. He really brings everything to the table. He can, you know, hit, field, he has speed. He's going to be fun to watch. And then you got the returners like Abreu, Jimenez, Moncada. The White Sox, they're looking dirty. It sucks that their ace, or soon to be ace, Michael Kopech, who was out last season with Tommy John, has opted not to play this season. It sucks to see that because you would really love to see him pitch to get more innings down the line for him. So that really, you know, puts a damper on the Sox rotation. But with Keiko coming in, having Giolito coming off a Cy Young season, Rodon hopefully healthy. They got Gio Gonzalez, classic lefty veteran. Hopefully Ronald Lopez can step it up. Still got Colome in the pen. Sox were looking good. And granted, yeah, it's just an exhibition game. Who cares? Cubs didn't have Rizzo playing. Cubs had some random people come out of the bullpen. I don't know who the hell Cotton was, but he sucked. But that's the funny thing about the Cubs is, yeah, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, they're throwing in their scrub relief pitchers. I can only tell you two pitchers that I'm comfortable with in that rotation, and that's Craig Kimbrell and Rowan Wick. Maybe Kyle Ryan, too. Other than that, it's a crapshoot, and they have to figure that out because the Cubs' offense is too good not to be supported by a bullpen. And yes, they got starters, Yu Darvish, Kyle Hendricks, Quintana when he's healthy, not when he's getting hurt doing dishes. But the Cubs are too good not to not finish games. So we'll see what the Cubs and Sox are projected to finish pretty similar places. I can't wait to see their actual series in August. That's going to be awesome. Electric vibes, even with no fans, you can just feel the Cubs-Sox rivalry just kind of amp it up again because the White Sox are finally good again. And the Cubs fans, you know, of course, want none of that, which is fair. I'd be the same way if I was a Sox fan in role reversal. I would try to bring down the Cubs vibes, but the Sox are coming, and there's really nothing Cubs fans can do about it. I'm as happy. I'm at the point in my life where Sox over Cubs, but I mean, I respect the Cubs. They're good. They've been better than the White Sox recently, but the White Sox are just copying what the Cubs were doing with the rebuild method. They were tanking, getting draft picks, and getting better. I'm personally excited to see what the Nationals are going to do this year. Coming off a championship, kind of with weird circumstances, you know? They're kind of like, well, like, yeah, we're champions, but now this next season is kind of a bust. But at the same time, it almost kind of favors a team like that. I've actually read things I've talked about before, how the COVID hurts the Nationals. I think it helps them. They still got Strasburg, Scherzer, Corbin. That's three stars I don't want to hit against. And you're only in a six-game season, so those guys are going to be gunning it. I think with additions with Starlin Castro, returners such as Howie Kendrick, and, well, I guess Yan Gomes, actually, yeah, as catcher, you still that's a solid little first-base catcher combo. You still got Victor Robles getting better, Ad Meadon returning. Of course, you got your stud in Juan Soto, Trey Turner. I'm loving me some Nationals. I don't care what anybody says. They're going back to the playoffs. They're doing damage. So the Premier League is finally coming to an end. Sunday marks the final day for Premier League matches. There's like 11 games taking place at 11, so it's just do or die for a lot of teams. It's been cool for me to kind of hop on the end of the Premier League journey for this year. It was a very unusual ending for them and a very unusual beginning for me to start my journey becoming a Premier League fan. I'm still trying to find my team. Last week, I was kind of debating, or last couple weeks, like Chelsea, just because, honestly, they were on the last few times I was watching. But I don't know. I mean, I really have no reason to pick them or not to pick them, I guess. But I think next year is when I'm going to pick my team. I want to start off fresh. I don't want to just hop on a bandwagon of a team when they're, you know, playing well. So here's what I'm going to do. Next season, I'm going to randomly pick one team. I don't care if it's the worst team in the league, and I'm going do or die on that team. I'm becoming a fan. I'm getting a jersey. I'm doing all of that. I'm becoming legit. All right? So you guys heard it here first. I'll have witnesses. I'll have someone else do it with me. I will pick a team randomly, and that will be my Premier League team. But for the Premier League ending up, it kind of ended like some people would think, but there are some weird things happening at the end. You have Leicester City, who just choke City. I mean, they were third for the longest time. They are now fourth behind Chelsea, but they have just been losing every match. I mean, they have just gone on a cold streak. I mean, they recently just lost 3-0 to Tottenham. They did beat Sheffield United 2-0 last Thursday, but then they lost 4-0 to Bournemouth, who's just bottom of the league, tied Arsenal, lost to Everton. I mean, this team, after the COVID-19 break, really came out flat. Kind of a shame for them. They had such high hopes this year. They're probably going to be losing a lot of players if they don't make Champions League. So that's how it works. If you're the top four teams in the Premier League, you make Champions. Next four make the Europa League. Actually, I'm not sure how that works. Is it? It might be the 6, 7, 8, 9 teams and 10. I'm not sure. But that Europa League, I'm really intrigued in that. You have teams like, if Manchester United, it's either going to be Manchester United or Leicester City, most likely. Or even Chelsea. So one of those teams. And then Tottenham. You got the Wolves, Sheffield, Burnley. Shout out Santangelo. It's going to be awesome. And now that I actually know what's going on, it makes it so much better to watch these tournaments play out. Because if before I'd be like, I don't even know what's going on. Now there's so much on the line for these teams. I finally figured out what being regulated means. So if you finish in the bottom four of the Premier League, you get booted down to the league below you, which I didn't know. So like the other week, Norwich City, they were playing West Ham, and Norwich City was getting pummeled, and they're like, oh, if this score holds, you know, they're going to be regulated. And I was like, what the hell does regulated mean? And I'm like, oh, wow. They literally get the boot from their league to the league below them. It's like the ultimate just burn. I mean, that's just like, wow, we suck. We have to get moved down a league. I've never heard of that. I like that. There's no messing around in the Premier League. If you're not hanging with the big dogs, like, see you later, boys. I love that. I honestly think that the other leagues should implement that. You know, in college basketball, if you can't hang with the big boys, go down to D2. But ultimately, you know, very fun last month to watch Premier League. You know, I've been learning a lot. A lot of my friends are into it, and now I finally understand the hype. And I can't wait for next year, honestly. I'm already, as I said, trying to find my squad, and we're going in all in next year. Don't you worry about that. My Riddles rant of the week goes to all Cubs fans that just complain over Twitter. Yesterday, I see tweets on how, like, there was jokes on, oh, like, the stadium right now at the Cubs game, since there's no fans, is what the usual fan attendance is at the White Sox games. And then the Sox kick their ass. And it's, oh, this is an exhibition. Like, why are you guys even talking? If it is just an exhibition game, then don't say anything. You're right, it doesn't matter. But it's just, it sucks because it's like, you know, there's always an excuse for, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, we literally started scrubs yesterday, and we got the dub. That has nothing to do with the Cubs. We just had some good, you know, we had one inning where the Sox scored 6 runs. You know, the Sox are getting good, and you just... For me as a Sox fan, it's just not fun when it's just automatically just dismissed. Like, oh, well, you know, there's always blah, blah, blah. Like, no. Sports is sports. The Sox have sucked for the last decade. It's their turn to get good. Cubs are still good. It's only good for the game. Having two good Chicago teams is what makes the sport better. There's always an excuse for why a team lost or what could have been. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. I personally don't go on Twitter to rant. I do enjoy seeing what people are saying. I just let the teams do the talking. If the Sox are into playing well, I get into it. I'm not, yeah, I'll talk friendly trash, but that's what it's all about. And there's no point of trying to find excuses, because it's just like, then why are you even engaging in the game. There's always, you can always find an excuse if you're an avid sports fan for why things didn't go a team's way. There's countless reasons. Just let the players play. South side, north side. The rivalry's back. Quit ya bitchin'. My G4 spot of the week goes to my weekend spent in Michigan with my girlfriend Caroline. My last G4 spot of the week was the excitement going into the weekend. But this is definitely my G-Force of the week for this week, because we had a blast last weekend. We got there later on Friday night around 7, because we went after work. And it was just nice to get away from society for a couple days. We have a nice little vacation house in Harbert, which my family has owned for the past 20, 25 years. And we just, you know, played Yahtzee on the back porch, which, if you guys don't know, is the Riddle family game. At me at it. We have been playing it since I was little. We also went to the bakery, got some donuts. We went down to the beach. We have a little private beach there with everyone else in the little Harbor Club area, so wasn't too crowded there. We had our own little space. Caroline brought her sprinkled donut tubes, which we chilled on in the water. We both took turns pulling each other around so one of us could rest in the tube and one of us could move around. We also went out to this really nice brewery, which had really nice outdoor seating, so we didn't have to sit indoors. So we were able to relax on the patio, see the sunset, all those good things that you'd want out of a vacay. We did it. So, you know, we're already looking forward to see what date we can go back, depending on who has it, which weekend. So, weekend well spent with the girlfriend. We can't wait to go back. My 2K segment of the week. First ever 2K segment on the Riddle Me That podcast. My guy, Andre Nozick, is now an 89. That's right, an 89. No money spent on my character. Almost all my attributes are now collected, so I have about 20 defensive badges and 15 shooting badges. My guy is wet from downtown. I got my Hall of Fame range extender with Hall of Fame catch and shoot. I have silver hot zone hunter, silver green machine. Nozick is a really balanced scorer. He can really do it all. He's also been facilitating phenomenally. My assists are up to about 3 assists per game. So I'm really finally living to the full potential of my rebounding wing. I also realized that I kind of created my guy on how I actually play in real life. So I was like, the other day I was playing, I was like, wow, like I'm literally playing exactly how I would in real league or in real life in my intramural league. So it's pretty crazy to see. I'm like, wow, like I am a rebounding wing. But it's just great to see the progress that my guy has made. I'm still trying to get him up to a 95 by 2K21, which I think is definitely doable. Each day I've been putting in a couple hours of work to get him up there. I've been playing a lot of 3-on-3 with my boys, Marty Bird, Ernie Greens, Vic Vinegar. So we've been having a squad out there in the park. So everybody be watching out, because the boys are back in town. My flick of the week this week is going to have to go to Captain America First Avenger. I recently decided that I was going to watch all the Marvel movies in order, chronologically. I don't really know how this really sparked. I've actually just been looking for new movies, and I realized I haven't seen a lot of the Marvel movies. I have seen the Iron Mans. I've seen Thor. I've seen the Spider-Man Homecoming. I've watched a couple other of the big names, but I realized, I'm like, wow, I've missed out on a lot of good action. So I looked up on Google the way I should watch them in order, and First Avenger was the first on the list. So I was like, let's get it, Chris Evans. So Chris Evans is the actor that plays Captain America, and my God, is he sexy. I would love to get his number right now because, holy shit, that guy's jacked. But the plot was great. So it's kind of an origin film. So it shows how Captain America, like, became Captain America. So it takes place in World War II. And it's pretty cool. It's like, you know, U.S. against the Nazis. And then, you know, Captain America is at first this, like, weak little guy. You know, turns into big, strong guy. It was really well done, though. Characters were funny and, you know, witty and, you know, action-packed. I can't wait for the next one. Because Nick Fury, who is played by Samuel Jackson, comes in at the very end of the movie, who's going to play a big part in the next Captain America, along with Captain Marvel, which is next on the list that I'm supposed to watch. So I'm excited to see Samuel Jackson in action, and I can't wait to get started on Captain Marvel, which I'll probably watch tonight. My bet of the week this week is going to go to the MLB. Yes, my first MLB bet of the new season. It's going to go to my Washington Nationals. The Nationals are playing the New York Yankees on Thursday night. They're the first game, so they're opening up the season. And the Nationals are underdogs. I believe they're plus 130 around, give or take, a few points lower or higher. But I'm feeling a low-scoring win. So if you're also thinking over-under, I think the over-under is 7.5. So I would probably go under on that one because it's Max Scherzer against Gerrit Cole. Both guys don't let up a lot of runs. So if they both go deep, it's definitely going to be a low-scoring game. But you never know with ball clubs like those teams because all of a sudden, all it takes is one inning and boom, six runs are on the board. So I would take the money line on the Nationals, though. I think it's a good bet. If you're placing 20 down, you're going to be winning about $30. So Washington Nationals, plus 130. Lock it in. Let's go Nats. That's all the time we have today on the Riddle Me That podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope everybody's as stoked for the MLB and NBA season as I am, as it's right around the corner. Lots of good podcasts to come with non-COVID related information, just sports stats for now. Every day is a new day, as I've been saying, so who knows what life's going to bring us, but for all I know, sports is on its way, baby. I hope everybody has a good night. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Riddle out.